A war of words and giving Indiana's growing spray drone industry a stronger voice. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Greg Allen. A House Agriculture Committee hearing erupted into a fierce war of words last Thursday as Democratic Ranking Member Angie Craig clashed with Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins over the state of the American farm economy. C.J. Miller has more.
This is
Madam Secretary. Do you know what person? I'm reclaiming my time.
Okay, I just ask you not to be so rude.
That was Secretary Rollins firing back at Representative Craig, who repeatedly hammered Rollins over rising input costs and massive farm financial losses. The tension peaked when Craig challenged Rollins directly on exact economic figures.
So I'm going to ask the questions here today. Okay, I would love a question.
Do you know how much money farmers lost last year? It was $28 billion. You're the Secretary of Agriculture. $28 billion.
Well, it depends how you calculate that, because I don't think you're taking into account all the crop protection, all the insurance, all of the different programs that went through to support our farmers.
The contentiousness continued when Craig confronted Rollins over diesel prices.
What's the national average of farm diesel right now?
The national average
of farm diesel. Yeah, what's the diesel?
Has increased because of the Iranian conflict.
How much is it right now?
Before the Iranian conflict, it had gone way up. All inputs under the last administration increased about 40%. That's what we inherited.
Madam Secretary, Joe Biden is no longer the president of the United States. Mr. Trump is. You own these numbers at this point in time.
In a blistering closing statement at the end of the hearing, Craig characterized Rollins' testimony as nothing more than a scripted political show.
We have before us an agriculture secretary who is giving a wonderful performance for a reality TV president, a performance that is scripted, rehearsed, and frankly disingenuous. A performance that falls flat because it's not based on anything real, but based on what she thinks the president wants farmers to hear.
Rollins defended the administration's actions, citing federal support safety nets. But Craig maintained that farm families across the U.S. are facing disappearing margins and high debts due to President Trump's ongoing tariff policies. I'm C.J. Miller.